You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Light rain falling, light rain blowing in the air.
Well, light rain has returned to the Northwest. We're expecting more of it this weekend. And it seems that West Coast mega ridge of high pressure that was bringing us a long dry spell has mostly retreated for now. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's been getting tons of questions this week about a mysterious, really crazy-looking cloud formation over Seattle, so we're going to hear more about what those were in just a bit. First, Cliff, let's hear your weekend forecast.
Well, it's a little bit warmer this morning. It's around 40 degrees, so not much ice, but we're getting some light rain. And the rain is, quite frankly, almost over. We've had some showers earlier during the morning, maybe only a few hundredths of an inch in the lowlands, maybe a tenth of an inch in the mountains, so not much. So today will be generally a cloudy day, not that much rain, maybe a few light sprinkles, but you know, unexceptional. Temperatures getting up into the lower to mid-40s. Now, Saturday is going to be another blah day. Lots of clouds, a few sprinkles, nothing too serious. But then Saturday night and Sunday, a stronger frontal system will come through. So there will be some rain, you know, late Saturday night into Sunday morning. And so Sunday will be predominantly cloudy, temperatures up around 45. So, you know, not the best weekend, and unfortunately, not a lot of snow in the mountains. They may get a few flurries, but nothing significant, and they need it. Now, next week, we have another weather system coming in Tuesday to Wednesday morning. This will be an even stronger system. That'll bring precipitation here in the lowlands, several tenths of an inch, but the temperatures will be colder. So I expect to get some substantial snow in the mountains, finally. You know, probably a foot or two as we get above 4,000 feet. So pretty decent snowfall, and that's going to really help refresh things. And we're going to need it, Bellamy. A ridge of high pressure is going to build in right off our coast in the eastern Pacific, and that's going to shut down the precipitation from late Wednesday into the next weekend. So it's going to be back in the old super ridge situation. So the snow we get on Wednesday will be the key snow.
And the rain that we're getting now and will get in the coming days, is that washing away some of the bad air? I heard that we had smoke coming in all the way from California earlier this week.
That's right. We did have smoke from the California fires that moved northward into us. That's no longer the case, and that won't be the case. The flow pattern has changed, so I don't expect to see any smoke from California getting up here. And without having high pressure over us this weekend, we won't have a strong inversion, and I think that the air quality will be pretty decent this weekend. Everything changes, of course, the end of next week as the ridge comes back, and then our air quality will tend to decline as well.
Got it. Now, about those mysterious clouds this week, you got tons of emails. What were they? Hole punch clouds, they're called?
That's right. I got about a dozen different emails with pictures, and people were blown away by this apparition in the sky. There were these holes in the clouds, these circular holes, really quite large, and people couldn't imagine what they were.
Yeah, it looked almost like a flying saucer or something had gone through.
It did. I mean, one person even thought it was something about aliens. But in reality, these are called hole punch clouds. They're also called EPIPs, as I'll mention. So what happens is we can get a deck of clouds that are pretty high up in the atmosphere. So these were about 20, 22,000 feet up in the atmosphere. And these clouds are made of liquid water that's below freezing. We call this supercooled water. And in fact, it is possible up in the atmosphere for you to have liquid water when the temperature is below freezing. It's startling, but true. Anyway, these clouds, which were either altocumulus or cirrocumulus, were sitting up there when an aircraft went through. And that aircraft caused a cascade of ice crystals to form that actually created the hole. And this is how it works. The air goes over the wing, it cools enough that the liquid water can't stay anymore. It has to transition to ice. So you have these ice crystals forming. Now, once you get a few ice crystals, that changes everything. Ice crystals are like a magnet for water vapor. If there's a water droplet around an ice crystal, that ice crystal grows and grows. It grabs the water vapor from the water droplets. The ice crystals get larger and larger, and they fall out. And that produced the hole. So just to get the whole thing straight, a cloud high up, super cooled liquid water, the plane goes through, causes a few ice crystals to form, and they draw the water out of the water droplets. The ice crystals grow and fall out, and we get a hole.
Weird. Is this something we can expect to see again, or is it a real rare occurrence?
It happens quite frequently, more frequently than you think, but you got to be up there looking at it. It's also called APIPs, aviation-produced ice particles. There's been a lot of research about it, a lot of it here at the University of Washington.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org, where we'll also post a picture of those weird cloud formations. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we look to the skies.
Boing, boing, 707. Going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly.
88.5 KNKX.
Why then, oh, why can't I?
On knkx.org and NPR1.